Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Some Dayton University leaders are reacting to the Trump administration's plan to phase out the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, immigration program. DACA allows young people brought to the country illegally as children to temporarily work and study in the U.S. under certain conditions. On Monday, before the announcement from U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, University of Dayton President Eric Spina said the university would stand by its DACA students. Officials with the Catholic University are calling for Congress to offer so-called Dreamers a path to citizenship. On Twitter, Wright State University President Cheryl Schrader also urged Congress to approve legislation allowing DACA students to remain in the community. And Sinclair College President Stephen Johnson tweeted, calling the move to end DACA, quote, the most crass of political exploitation, unquote. The DACA program was put in place through executive action by former President Barack Obama, who just years before had said the move would be unconstitutional. His critics have agreed with that assessment. Jerry Kenney, WYSO.